Okay, let's call the meeting to order at 8:07, and roll call, please.
Okay, Louise Mugar.
Here.
Bob Boulay.
Here.
Annette Bagley is excused. Salou Luke, sorry, whoa, I'm looking at old minutes to do this. Bob Boulay, Annette Bagley is excused. Steve Lawrenson.
Here.
Louise Mugar.
Here.
Debbie Farmer.
Here.
Danita Schutt, I believe, will not be attending. And Sandy Miller is also excused. And Debbie Harder is here.
Okay.
Oh, Nicole Newton. Here. That was from memory.
She just wanted to save the special one for last. Okay.
Okay, so actually we have the agenda, and we will begin the meeting with Jesse Kreit. He has a grant application for Rocktoberfest, and that should be in your packet.
Okay.
So, Jesse, you can...
Yep.
Okay. Would you like to go ahead and start with public comment then? Go ahead.
If you need to switch, it's fine. I'm good.
The two of you decide. Whoever gets up there first, let's get going.
So the public comment is limited to 3 minutes, is that right?
Well, so it is his, right?
Oh, well.
I mean, the tape is running, so let's see. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
I haven't seen you forever. You're looking great this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here. Bright and early. And so the goal this year for Rocktoberfest is to just get it launched and then build on it each year consecutively. The Deming has a Rocktoberfest, and they say every year it's getting bigger and better. So this year I think we have a great opportunity to match resources because Pizza Factory also would like, it's their second anniversary, and Laura wants to do it up big, and it's an opportunity for the Healthy Youth Coalition to support that effort and do it up big, too, so we can have more family-friendly community events to attract young people and their families out to an event. This one, we have a good lineup for this year. It would be October 27th, which is a little late in the season, so next year when we do it up bigger and better, that would be earlier in the season. But we have factored in, we have the one premier tenter for Whatcom County. Jeff Lombard has come in, and he will tent off the band area and the stage. So we'll have live music from 4 to 10 p.m., with two different bands playing, and we'll have a nice stage built specially to accommodate the tent, since you can't have the larger stages underneath the tent. So we'll also have it is the weekend before Halloween, so we'll invite kids to the Haunted Pizza Factory at 3 o'clock to trick-or-treat through a haunted little party room there. And then after, that's more the warming station if anybody gets too cold outside. But we will have heaters outside, too, and it'll be tented and walled and enclosed as much as possible. It's also the teen night is every Saturday night at the Pizza Factory, and we're going to be encouraging our teens that attend that to bring their families with them and tell them about teen night and get more folks out that way, too. So we have some vendors lined up to help make it more festive, such as kettle corn, pie, and then there's ice cream, too, to go with the pie. And there's, I'm spacing on it right now. We also have pumpkin painting station for kids and their families or anybody feeling artistic. Costumes are encouraged, so people can come in and dress up and make it more fun. There'll be hay bales around for seating, and we'll have cider too. And then the be the pizza from the Pizza Factory, and just a big tented community event in that Pizza Factory parking lot with good music, and we'll do our best to turn out the community for the event. We've discussed with the Northern Light now on doing some marketing, and that can also go to social media then, and we would start a Facebook page too to get it launched. And just kind of following the format that Deming has used also for their Oktoberfest, and maybe even invite some of their October people in the traditional garb. They have a band that's the Polka Tones that hopefully could make an appearance this year, and we could get them booked for next year too when we do it even bigger, better. So I think that kind of just covers the gist of the event. That we would be getting the word out as far as we can to attract people. We'd put it out to any maybe historic German clubs in Vancouver or Seattle online, and just to extend that welcome out to surrounding communities. There'll be some banners that would be displayed that would move around Ferndale, maybe Bellingham, to market Blaine's Rocktoberfest. So would make sure that people know to come to Blaine for Rocktoberfest. And so hopefully that'll generate more buzz. There is a beer garden. There has been a keg donated, and Atwood Ales, our local folks, should be on tap also for this, which would also support the community and help turn out more folks and families. Yes. Yes, so it would also be partnered with the Blaine Chamber and the Birch Bay Chamber to support the event, and just have more of these off-season events going, and make it more festive and fun.
Another question is, are there activities in that time period that are going on at Semyon
that was
we
my
could
question.
Also coordinate with on October 27th? Is that
I'm not sure yet.
We
can take a look at it. Absolutely.
Nice.
And any restaurants, too, we'd want to also, like Black Forest, try to incorporate some of their specials. The more we can get of activities going on in that day, the more we'll have.
And I did talk to the Peace Arch Cafe, and they said they would try to book some live music then, too, and make sure there's the whole downtown comes alive. And, yeah, we'll definitely be putting that out. And we're in communication with the Blaine Downtown Alliance, too, on participating in whatever capacity they can.
I want to mention something that Bob did, too, when we had Oktoberfest a couple of years ago with your ambulance. That was awfully fun. Just don't know what you're doing, but you might join in the fun.
Yeah, well. We'll also talk to Bob there about making it a draw there with the ambulance or something of that nature. So the budget, the funding being requested for is the $1,000, which we'll have other groups be contributing even more than that to make the event go. The funds would go primarily to the tenting, which comes in at $490, three heaters, which are $45 each. So we're looking at about, with tax, about $640 just for that. And then with a real nice colored ad in the Northern Light, that'd be about $330. So that just takes up our budget of the $1,000 to get the word out there. And the tent should be a big draw, too, because people say, oh, what's that? What's going on there? We should swing by, and we'll have the good banners up that'll tell when and where to show up. So we would need a little support from the city, too, on the logistics. So with putting the tent up, just we'll be working closely with the city personnel and then possibly doing electric, just figuring out the best way to have the electrical set up for the event.
I have a question. Your grant proposal for next year includes the purchase of a tent.
Yes.
Are you still thinking
yes,
along those lines, or are you going to see whether this works pretty well? And
thank you for bringing that up. The tent that we would be purchasing is a expandable, self-collapsible. It's the largest on the market. It's 13 feet by 26 foot. Mm-hmm. And so it is easy for one person to put it up and take it down, much more so than these large party tents, which almost just under $500 for this one-time rental for that tent. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of donated labor also in that, too, so we're getting a good deal on that. Mm-hmm. Jeff Lombard, who runs the party tent and is master tenter, he is donating a lot of the labor to get that coordinated and calculate for wind and other things.
Right.
And the walls on that tent, that's all donated. Some lighting in there is being donated. And so the cost of the tent itself would be cost prohibitive, I think, for event budgets moving forward to keep having to pay that large expense. So this just gives us another option to have our own tent that could supplement the area, because as of now, some of the area will be unenclosed, too. So if it is raining, that does limit our options. So having our own tent to help expand on things will be important.
What's the size of the one that he's
using? So the size, we're going a little bigger. It's going to be 20 foot by 40 foot.
So there is, hence
the large cost, too, with it.
Right. Although they're storing it,
yep,
and they're responsible for it.
Yes, yes. So there is a trade-off there, but we are having to borrow numerous other tents in this case. It didn't make sense to rent and go after the tent this year because we just didn't have that in the budget. But we're going to have to borrow a lot of tenting from the Birch Bay Chamber of Commerce also to pull off the event, because we are planning for rain and cold. And having that resource available locally would ensure that that could be sustained independently without other variables.
Okay. Any other questions for Jesse? Great. We appreciate all the effort, Jesse. Thank you so much.
Thank you much.
Okay. So we'll jump to stay on public comment. And Christine, good morning.
Good morning. Well, we're lucky it's not raining right now, that's for sure, for the last weekend. Anyway, I just thought I'd come and give you an update about where we're at on some of the projects we're working on. Some of you may have never seen this before. You can pass this from one end to the other as I speak. This is a very unusual, as you know, we are working on the centennial of the Peace Arch and the history of the Peace Arch. And this is a beautiful little item. We came up with this. And this was published in a magazine in Kentucky or something. I don't know if I can say it on it. And what it is something to try to get people to come and visit Blaine and Bellingham. And it's very unusual. It's like in 1947. And it's a contest. You can win money. You have to connect all the towns that start with the name B or something. I don't know. But it was actually a nationally run promotion that was done back then and by the Peace Arch Association, and even had to do with the state. So we're continuing to work on our centennial project. And as you know, we did the 75th anniversary of the Peace Arch. And at that time, we had a curricula that we developed. Well, just to let you know, the state will actually, now it doesn't have to be something where we mail it out to everybody, as we did in 1996. But we actually can put it on a website, and the state is going to encourage and have links to it and circulate the information. So we still have that partnership with the Superintendent of Public Instruction. We just have to update our curricula and make it more fun and relevant to what kids are today. How's that? Which will be interesting. Recently, many years ago, we had talked to Doug Erickson and worked with him, and there was actually a proposal put forward to make the Peace Arch a symbol
The piece, you're all familiar with the symbols of the state of Washington, correct? Okay. To make, and they couldn't make it the official monument, of course, but to make it the official peace monument. So we're working on that right now with them, okay? And so anyway, and we're going to be doing it with the scouts and kind of publicly. It'll be public. And we're putting that together, Jesse and his group. And actually, at this point, we've talked to Doug and to Luann. And we're far enough in advance that we can actually have an event in Seattle where any kid in the state who really would like to see this happen, or in Olympia, could show up to it. So it's really neat. It's a positive thing. And I can't find from 2005 the proposed verbiage that, and it just was something that died because they got busy on other stuff. But we're far enough in advance right now that it could happen in the next session, which would be wonderful because, as you know, when you're celebrating the history of the centennial of something, it's the build-up to the event that's going to help us as an organization build sponsorships beyond the city of Blaine and different things like that. And you know, when you take, you know, and of course, just to give you an example, the state vegetable is a sweet onion, which it wasn't at the time before when we were working on something like this. In 2007, the Walla Walla sweet onion was designated as the official vegetable of the state of Washington. The Walla Walla sweet is from Walla Walla and indeed is a sweet onion. So you get to write a little story about that is a part of, you know, and it can say, you know, the International Peace Arch Monument located in Blaine. I think it's absolutely a wonderful promotion. And for the most part, other than our energy putting into it, it is free to move this forward because we've already got the website and different things like that. So I just thought I'd share that with you, and I hope that is exciting.
Wonderful.
Okay.
What's the date of the actual centennial, the actual date?
2021.
Right, but is there a date?
September 6th is the actual
okay,
date.
Okay,
and we kind of look at it not as an ending, but as a beginning. It becomes when we have worked to reimagine the park, what it means, reconnect and reimagine it, and where we go into the future. And words like that you're going to find on our new website when it gets up. We did get some CRM. It's just a matter of, which you would understand that. That's the background of how the website keeps records. So we have that picked. We just have to work on, the big thing was is you can buy both at the same time or you can get them separate and integrate them, which is what we're trying to start with. Also this Friday, as I mentioned when I was here last time, that we connected with Castlegar, Castlegar. Sorry about that. And they are now, 8 years ago they started a sculpture exhibition, and they are now the sculpture capital of Canada. And many of the works that they get come up and travel through Blaine. And so in connecting with them, we were talking about the centennial and would there be any partnership, you know, since the Canadians won't allow the sculpture on the Canadian side of the park. I can't say that it will lead to us getting money or where it's going to go, but actually the director is going to meet me this Friday in the park and have a look at it. So that's really good news on that. And if nothing else, it's a positive resource since most of the art, big art shows travel around the state and then everybody's kind of trading off the exhibits now. So, and other than that, I just saw one typo. And it was a typo on saying that we only asked for 5,000 for Hands Across the Border. We asked for 10 for that, but just so you know, it's in the first in your first thing, it's there, and in the back on your form, it's correct. So in one place it's incorrect, in another place it's correct.
So Christina, is that on the agenda or is it in the minutes or something?
I've got 10 on my sheet.
I've got 10 on my sheet.
Yeah, and so we did, okay, on one sheet, on one summary, it said 5.
Okay.
And it's the first.
We'll watch for it.
First one.
Our main sheet says 10.
So,
okay, thank you so much, Christine. We appreciate it.
Yeah, And
you want to take the placard? What's yours at for us?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you want to keep that. Yeah. That's a treasure. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, we signed up for a service where we can access all these old historical
fantastic
things.
And you never know where it's going to pop. If it goes AP, you don't know where it's going to pop up from. And but it's fun and exciting, and looking forward to partnering with everybody on the centennial.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Okay, so next on the agenda is approval of minutes, and I'd like to do a group thing after everybody's ready. So we got February 14th, June 13th, August 8th. Those are all in 17. As you can see, we're a little behind. February 13th of 18, April 10th of 18, and August 14th of 18. Oh. I didn't notice any mistakes or changes we need to make, but maybe someone else did.
No, I didn't either.
Someone is ready. I'll entertain a motion for approval of the minutes.
Are we approving just those three?
We're going to approve
just those first three or all six?
All six.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Well, I'll make the motion. I move that we.
Debbie, go ahead.
I move that we accept the minutes from February 14th, June 13th, August 8th of 2017, as well as minutes from February 13th, April 10th, and August 14th of 2018.
Okay. Moved by Debbie.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Sandy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Okay. So now under new business, we have the Lighthouse Entertainment Pavilion Potential Capital Project. Sounds exciting.
I just want to know if you would like to talk about the grant application to determine if we would, if the committee wants to approve that grant application for $1,000 for Rocktoberfest before we go on. Should we do that since he was just here?
We can, or it'll still. I figured it would come under new business if we want to do it. Either one. You want to do that one now?
It is under new business on mine as the next item.
I apologize. Okay.
I was reading through all of this last night, and I just kind of had one question about the Rocktoberfest one. What did they believe was going to be a result for heads in beds? I mean, they're taking surveys is good, but I kind of think my impression of it was we were going to get more local people than we were people from elsewhere that were going to stay in town overnight because it's just the one day thing.
Is it on? I can hear pretty well.
Everybody but Debbie can hear.
Okay, thank you. And I just want to make sure you're talking into it. And after listening to a lot of minutes, it's really important.
Okay.
Thank you. Just wanted to say that. Did you guys want to answer that question, what your thoughts are about her?
Because I just missed his whole.
Well, it's a very good question. Mm-hmm. And my personal feeling is that we won't see very many heads and beds from this one. That's the request for the $1,000 that he just discussed.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's worth us looking at and funding it because of what it's doing, putting together for the youth and the community. I think it has the potential to go to be, as you look at Leavenworth and numerous other areas that draw overnight stays. Yeah. But as to answer your question, no. I think maybe some of the entertainers that we have in the bands, maybe, but I don't know that for sure. Of course,
we are trying to really entice programming during the off season. Okay. And the last time was it 2 years ago? We had the Oktoberfest deal, and oh my goodness, the people that were in town And then the people coming through saw, wow, what's the buzz?
What's going on, yeah.
And so it has merit along those lines.
And did I read correctly in there that they're trying to plan on making this an annual thing?
Yes.
Oh, well, then I, yeah, okay.
Which will be, so this is what, if we approve his request, this will be for this October, and then in our bigger request, then they're asking for a different amount for 2019, which we will discuss a little bit.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Any other requests? Any other questions on the request? Comments?
I have a comment. It's kind of fun to watch the younger people setting up, doing the volunteering, getting in the habit of being part of the community. And for a long time, we've missed that section. And, you know, it's really exciting to see what they've done every Saturday on the 4th of July and other activities. I think it's some of the best money that we possibly could spend.
Okay. I agree. Thank you. Any other?
I'll make a comment. I'm glad you brought up about the restaurants in town and how we can all coordinate. Because really, I was thinking this is also when we have the hay bales and all the scarecrow and all that. You know, so the town's going to look pretty good, and if we get everyone on it with specials, dinner specials or whatever, that is something that when people come into town, they go, "Hey, this is." They get their act together, and we'll come back.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think the Black Forest is running their Oktoberfest specials. I've seen that in the paper. Yeah. Okay. Would anybody like to make a motion to approve the request or any other comments?
I'd like to make a motion to have it go forward.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay. So moved by Bob, seconded by Debbie. To fund the $1,000 request for Oktoberfest for 2018. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Nay. No. Motion carries. Okay. So, Debbie, now are we on the Lighthouse Entertainment Pavilion potential capital project?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Who's speaking on that?
Bob Boulay will be speaking about the Lighthouse
Pavilion. Do you want me up there or here?
We'd love to have you up there. We like to look at your smiley face.
Oh, I think we have
them. Not all of them.
Oh.
I don't think.
It was in my packet.
Okay. For those of you who don't have it, that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, I've got one.
You already have one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Does everyone see the Lighthouse Pavilion? Image?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're real good.
Good.
One of the things we see when we're looking at all the proposals are people's vision of the future. And this picture was supposed to be of Planters Downtown Association getting more things going on. But when I saw it, I saw something different, and that was the lighthouse, the covering, the usage of the G Street Plaza, and the opportunity that we have going forward. There's a new restaurant that is proposed for the floor shop. On the other side, the Imus family is planning on extending the buildings all the way down to the old hotel. But that takes time. And if you put in and kind of prime the pump as we're going, we're seeing it from the old subway all the way down, little things that are being created. And something like this not only draws our guests in, but it gives them something to get out of the car for. It also, for a Chamber of Commerce aspect, if you shut down G Street instead of H Street for some of the smaller events. All of a sudden, you have the H Street people happy, and the G Street businesses all can be reached if they shut it down because of the parking, and they can come in from the other side. We talked with Michael Jones, and his figures were considerably less than what I imagined that they could build this for. And he said $5,000 to $10,000 to do the engineering, to figure out how to secure it so it doesn't fly, that type of thing. Also, trying to figure out how to fill in the pit when you're not having concerts or other things. So no matter what the event on G Street Plaza is, we can go from one direction to the other. On this side of G Street, there's a proposed brew pub that is wanting to go in there. It's in the future, but they are willing to move up the future, especially if there's more concerts going on. They have doors opening out to G Street, the other restaurant has, and the ball keeps rolling downtown. Chevron is looking to do remodeling with the visitor center so close. It just makes sense to try to do that. If we took $5,000 to $10,000 on our surplus from 2018 to start the engineering, they figure it would cost about $50,000 to come up with the money for 2019. If instead of putting $25,000 in reserves, start using the money now to get the ball rolling. We've shown this to various people, and some of the banks are interested in help co-sponsor something like that. And to me, it's a win-win no matter what we do. But it's kind of a neat picture, and it would be a better reality. And they think that they could get it up in time for summer before the 4th of July for 2019 if we start moving forward with it.
What's the what do you think the total cost would be to construct it?
With the engineering, it'll be $5,000 to $10,000. With materials and building, another $50,000.
Okay.
So he's looking at $60,000, and it's the same builders that are looking to build other things in Blaine, I think would be excited about another possibility. And I think they could sharpen their pencils and do really well in building it.
Good. Any other questions for Bob? Comments? Okay. One quick one.
Benefit Blaine. And so in my mind, I've been around so long, I ran through the old ideas. And originally, when they went to the city, they went with something really cheaper, which is some communities have sails. So you could just put up an aluminum sail and that would shelter people and whatnot. And I kept saying, oh, go have someone dig up, you know, the picture. And so But really, one of the challenges we have here in the Pacific Northwest is the fact that it's wet. And, you know, there are people also who can't take sun. So in addition to providing something for the community, when you have that little point, you know, on the plaza that you could walk out and enjoy regardless of the weather, I think it would be a humongous asset for us to actually move forward and get this done. And for the association, it was how can we do something that people can see immediately? And I'm just on a committee. I'm not on board. Okay. So is how can we do something immediately, you know, that would be quick, that would have an impact so people could embrace, you know, what this group is trying to accomplish. And so it that's where it came. I think it's great.
Thank you. Thank you, Christine.
And that's it. So.
Okay. Again, any other questions for Bob? Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
I just want to say I just thought it was really amazing how this looks like a lighthouse. Originally, we called this, well, it says it right there, Lighthouse Pavilion. We keep calling everything H Street, G Street. But we had a little fancier titles in the beginning. But it was like, can you just see it? With you've got the lighthouse, and then you've got your it continues the down. It pushes it down. All of the, and that's what we want that to happen.
And
it's a great
photo
extension.
Opportunity for people too, especially with Blaine on the sign.
Did you notice?
About that, we get to the budget. Let's move on because it's time. The clock is ticking. Okay, so we got an update on the BTAC committee members, Debbie.
I just wanted to you to note that Danita Schott has resigned from the Birch Bay Chamber, and so she will be replaced. I did email Billy Brown, so he will be responding with someone to fill that position. Okay. So that was sad. She's an awesome lady, but she's also staying there and helping train the new person. So
good. Okay. Is that the only opening we have at this time, Debbie, on the committee?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so the RFP, Blaine Tourism Plan update.
So I just wanted you to know, and I have a copy of it in your packet, the RFP has been published. It's we have received one already a response from
Green, the company that's
Green Rubino.
Green Rubino.
Thank you. I could not remember that name for the life of me. And it's been sent out to Bounce Box. It's been sent out to Roger Brooks and also Shoe Marketing in Bellingham as well. So those are some that were sent specifically. And I've sent it out to Bellingham Whatcom Tourism for them to send out as well. And if as well, it's did you put it on Facebook? Did we talk about that, Louise? Was that something else? Okay.
No.
I must be mistaken. It was out on our city Facebook page. That's what it was.
Okay. Excellent.
So the deadline for that is October 1st, by the way.
Okay. Progress is being made. Okay. So the 2018-2019 budget projection and timeline.
Okay. That's...
Take us through that when you're ready, Debbie.
Okay. Sorry, I'm having trouble locating it. Is there another? Okay, that's why I'm not finding it. It's much smaller than I expected. I was thinking it's huge. That's not the timeline, actually. That's the revenue. The timeline, though, is a small piece. Is there another agenda? Here it is. I found it. Sorry. I found it. Okay. It's actually, I downsized it so it would fit into the packet better, but it says BTAC 2018-2019 Hotel Motel Tax Budget Comparison 918. Does everyone have that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what this shows, it shows what was approved in 2018, what we're projecting for the year end for 2018 so that we can actually propose a budget for 2019. one of the most important figures is the ending balance for 2018, that we move forward as our beginning balance for 2019. So that is an important figure. The other really important figure for figuring out where what we have to spend is the projected revenue, which a lot of that is on Semiamu's shoulders. So we appreciate Semiamu and Nicole very much and all the work she does. So I can go through this quickly. This is something that we have talked about, I think, at our last meeting, but just as an update, a couple of things that were changed on this particular one was, if you see 2018 project year end, if you look through the expenditures, it'll show what is projected to be spent. And if you look at Bellingham, let's see, our event coordinator position. Okay, that's interesting. Does yours show that there is $10,000 in that column?
Yes.
Okay, it's not supposed to be there. We will not be spending. We will not be spending that in 2018. So that, unless there's something that's coming up quickly, but it, at this point, it will not be spent, so that should not be there. So we can add another $10,000 into the 2019, or into the ending fund balance.
What about the downtown art?
Downtown art, we're still going to project spending that because we're looking at getting those sculptures installed before the end of the year. So we hope to spend that. The other one that was kind of questionable was the signage for wayfinding signs that were, let's see, I'm not finding that on here, but I know it's here.
It's $5,000.
Do you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's $5,000 there. I think that that should also be removed. That money will be spent this year. It is money that will be provided to Bellingham Whatcom Tourism for the design and the first phase of the wayfinding sign, Whatcom County phase signing program.
So why would we take it out?
Okay.
We say it's going to be spent?
It will be spent.
Then we don't want to take it out.
So it should stay on the
It should stay on
an
the
expense.
Oh, thank you. Did I take it off?
That's no.
Boy, I'm really with it this morning.
Yeah. We want to leave it as is.
Right.
Don't give me figures.
Special events slash projects, the $5,000, will we be spending all of that?
Yes, and I can tell you what we have. We allocated $1,500 to the Chautauqua event, $2,000 to Ride to the Border, which does allow enough funding to for the Rocktoberfest for $1,000.
Okay, so we're still staying within budget.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other changes from the sheet we're looking at that you know of?
So that is all that I that stands out in my mind.
The BWC operation costs is about $10,000 less. $40,000 approved, $30,000 projected year end.
Debbie, can you guide me to where you're at?
Under you've got salaries, benefits, about mid page.
So that's some projects.
Oh, BWT. Okay, now I see where you're at. Those are the costs that are for the Blaine Welcome Center.
Welcome Center, right. And that's coming in $10,000 less.
Sorry, BWT. No, BWT is BWC.
No,
okay, here we go.
As Debbie said, projected.
Yeah, I believe that's correct.
Almost 40,500. They're saying ending year at 30,800.
Yeah.
That's a chunk of change.
That is.
That's a good thing.
10,000.
And so we're proposing 35,000
for next year.
Okay.
just a moment. That figure, if you look at the salaries, benefits, operation costs, if you look at that second line, that last line, that is the total amount of what it costs. Okay, do you see that in bold right below
mm-hmm,
it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want to know you to know that that is what includes salaries. Okay. Any questions on that anymore that I probably won't answer?
Okay, let's keep going. You want to talk about income? Is that the sheet I gave you?
Yeah. Okay. So the also wanted to let you know that the revenue to date as of August is pretty much in line with 2017. So, and I know that these figures are 2 months prior to the actual month that they're received. So we still haven't received some of the stronger summer revenue that comes in during that season. And I know Nicole has said that August was a really strong month, right? So I it looks to me, and I'll confirm that with Nicole, that we will at least be on par with last year. Agree? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's good news. However, we still we left the budget at 225, a little less than that. Are you guys okay with that if we sort of leave it there? Do you want it to be more realistic and make it the 250?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Where we've allocated 225 in our proposed ending, we will probably be the same as last year, which was 250. So that's another, I can change that figure so to the 250 if you'd like. If it just increases the hotel, yes, the hotel motel tax revenue. Sorry,
I think it's fine for me. Fine,
okay. And then with the addition of the 25,000 for, we will have the year-end reserve. The reserve will be at 95,000 if we don't spend any of it. Okay.
Okay. So the 2019 VTAC grant application recommendations.
So I have included this sheet, but you should have also had a sheet that we've been working with previously from the packet. And, what this shows here is what we granted in 2018 was $86,750. This year, the total requests for the year are $158,800. So that's what we are working with. In bold are the new projects and events that have been requested for this year. The others that are not in bold are the ones that have been our regular funded events and projects. So how would you like to go about it, Steve? Do you want to go item by item? I think
if the committee agrees, let's take the sheet that you provided. It shows the, as you said, the 2018 grant awarded and the 2019 request. Start at the top, I guess, and work our way down and discuss one at a time. We had some discussion at the last meeting.
And I do have, Sandy did give me her her recommendations, so we can, you know, kind of.
Let us know that as we go.
And then another item that we used, I think the very first time we just kind of reviewed everything quickly, was Annette Bagley had provided some pretty good information. She went through each grant, I thought, and had some really good input. So I believe I have that information here, and I can send that. I can send it out to you guys now if I can locate it.
We reviewed all of that at the last meeting.
Okay,
right?
So if you don't want it, that's great.
Yeah, I feel like, because I already have all the minutes or notes from our last meeting, and
Okay, that's great. If anyone does want those notes, I have them.
Correct. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Blaine Chamber of Commerce for the fireworks, mainly is where this money goes. Last year we awarded them $18,000. Their request this year is for $18,000. Any comments? Anyone want to make a motion that we approve their request? However you want to do it, we can do them one at a time, or we can put them together once we agree on a figure. So their request is for the same as last year. It's a one-day event. It definitely puts Blaine on the map.
I'd rather discuss each one before we approve each one to see where we are at the end.
Yes, well, yeah, okay. Yeah, I think, well, you're right. Okay, so let's do that. So at this point, then, I'll say, are we looking at this request approving it?
Steve, or, I don't know if I'm hard of hearing or what, but I'm having a hard time hearing.
I'm sorry.
I could be hard of hearing.
Right. Okay. Any comments on the request for the 4th of July? They're asking $18,000, the same as last year. And this initial going down the sheet, do we feel that we're...
It is our signature event, and putting on fireworks is very expensive. So I think it's reasonable, reasonable amount of request.
I think it is, too.
Okay. So we're going to kind of put here, this one looks like maybe it's going to be okay. Okay, Drayton Harbor Days, and if anybody just remember any one of those, let us know. So last year they asked for $1,500. They're asking $1,500 again. Debbie, refresh my memory on that. That's a two-day event, correct?
Yes, Drayton Harbor Days is a two-day event, Saturday and Sunday, first weekend in August. Mm-hmm. And there was some discussion that was actually in the minutes from the August 14th, that Drayton Harbor Days for the money, for $1,500, it's just almost a no-brainer. You know, they use that money very wisely. I think one of the things that was brought up was the fact that they use a lot of volunteers, including their music is volunteer as well. They also have pirates that come down from Canada that are volunteer. They also have assistance that is from the Blaine Birch Bay Northwest Parks and Rec that puts on an amazing kids program during that event. Takes up quite a bit of the Marine Park during that time.
Okay.
It's really amazing what they do for so little.
And I think we also added, we said that if the tall ships commit to that same timing, that we should look at another $1,500 to properly market it.
Yes.
But that would be dependent. We don't know. We don't know, you know, until like May or June if they're actually coming.
Yeah,
one of the things that's really frustrating, I just want to bring this up because it continually is a problem, is we have no control over those ships.
Right.
And we have no way of we can't reserve anything. Everything has to go through them. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like hands off in a way. It's really hard.
And yet it's a major attraction because I think this past year they weren't in the Lower Mainland. They didn't go to Richmond like they had in the past when they weren't.
Yeah.
So people come from all, once they know that they're coming, people will come from all directions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'd also like to look at trying to expand activities in Blaine, in downtown area itself, try to get people from Marine Park to spend some time also in the downtown area, and how we could tie some activities there in with the whole shebang would be good, and I'd be willing to put a little more money towards that even to have something on the downtown core.
How about some sea shanties in the new pavilion?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, why don't we know that well, I shouldn't say we know, but normally we leave these funds that we did last year in 2018 for those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
And Debbie will be monitoring that and say if we get a commitment on the tall ships or whatever, we can discuss do we want to look at using some of that money to promote them better. As you say, we can't do that ahead of time.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But So I think the $1,500 is a fair request.
I think it's very reasonable.
It gives us, there's an opportunity to put heads in beds with that type of thing, being mm-hmm. a two-day event. So at this point, I think the committee, I get the mm-hmm. feeling we're all for the $1,500.
Steve?
Yes.
If the tall ships come in and they did another 1,000 in outside the area marketing, I think that would be more than appropriate mm-hmm. as well. If the tall ships aren't coming in, they probably don't need the marketing. But
I'd like
to put in the extra 1,000 just for advertising outside, and whether it be co-op with the people in Bellingham. However it works.
Well, I agree. I think that's that with, you know, with the way we're going on something like that, if they're coming, that'd be a great way to try to get people to drive that 50, 75 miles
right.
or farther to hopefully just to stay. Okay.
So I believe that the fact that they're not asking for more is very reasonable.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
And I think we should approve the $1,500.
Yes. Yes, very good. Okay, so International Sculpture exhibit, which takes place up in Peace Arch Park, and that normally starts, correct me if I'm wrong, Debbie, about May, if I remember right, roughly.
Yes, May through October.
Yeah.
May
okay.
to October, yeah.
So last year we went ahead and granted them $7,500, which was less than they asked for. This year that they've come back and they're asking for $17,500, a substantial increase.
Mm-hmm.
And looking over the proposed the request, I didn't see a huge increase in the sculptures, but maybe I looked at it wrong or whatever else.
There were 6 sculptures last year.
Last year, yes. But I didn't really get a feeling on what they were projecting for this year. Maybe I misread it.
Well, I think she's I think she's mentioned that, of course, the more money they get, the more sculptures they can get. However, sculptures are getting more and more expensive, too, because we're competing with a lot of other communities. This just brings up, it's a big question in my mind. Do we keep going down this path? I'm looking forward to having the new tourism plan, because under our old one, we are a sculpture city. The other thing I have a problem with is that the sculptures are there at the park and not necessarily in the downtown area.
Yes.
Now, with our donations of sculptures that we've recently received, that's going to help pull have sculptures in the city. But I just wonder, year after year after year, continuing to fund this kind of money to the park, I don't know.
There were a couple of things we talked about at the last meeting. One is that the sculpture that's right down at the crosswalk across from the Peace Arch, that's a key sculpture, that, you know, having that location. And so having money set aside to have a beautiful piece there, I think, is worthwhile. Mm-hmm. Up in the park, we're not sure really how many people see what's happening up there now, since you have to pay for parking. And then there was also, as you said, the discussion of wanting to see more sculpture in downtown Blaine. So thinking of cutting back on the request, you know, awarding something, not the full amount, certainly, and then, you know, with this thing for the centennial in 2021. I mean, I know that's a few years off, but we should be aware that we're going to need to set aside money for that. And I looked at the date, September 6th. It's going to be Labor Day weekend. That'll be the Monday. So just knowing that maybe we don't fund everything right now, but think about in two
yes.
years, you might have a big celebration.
Yes.
And it's going to really mark it, you know, at least a year in advance.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that it is such a great historical moment, it draws attention to our rich history that mm-hmm. we have in this community. And I'd be very willing to direct funds towards the historical celebration and preservation mm-hmm. Because that's, I don't know, that just ties in more with our community than with the sculptures. Mm-hmm. The history makes us unique. The sculptures, not so much in my mind.
So a couple things, my feeling. One, it's always kind of concerned me that they're in the their budget, it shows for salaries.
$10,000.
Mm-hmm. That's really, I've personally had a hard time justifying that. This is supposed to be volunteerism, as the Chamber and a variety of other places do. Comments from the park staff, whatever else, that has reached us to whatever, they feel that it is not a draw. Especially based on the quality of some of the sculptures and stuff that are there. You know, they're up there every day. As Debbie said, I would like to see more funds spent on downtown art. I just spent a week at Fidalgo Bay, which is outside of Anacortes. And, of course, everywhere you go, even on the back of warehouses, you see artwork, murals, different forms of artwork throughout. With our two latest new additions, the two retail outlets on the north end of town, seeing much more foot traffic and going up to the G Street Plaza, Bob, as you were discussing. I think I'd be comfortable with last year's dollar amount, I think, but I want to hear more from the rest of the committee on their feelings.
When we talked at our last meeting, you talked about a $7,000 instead of the $7,500. Mm-hmm. And part of what we're supposed to do is give a hand up. And some of the groups are not doing any major fundraising to try to do more. There's
like
art groups, there's all kinds of grants out there. And if they would spend more time on that, then the bang for our buck would be even more. And over the years, that hasn't happened. And I don't know, other than cutting back just a little bit, how to get our attention to do the grants and do the other things forward.
Okay. Would you like to propose seven, Bob?
I would propose $7,000.
Okay. Any other comments, Louise?
I agree with Bob.
Okay.
Can I just bring up two things?
Yes.
One of the things that's been frustrating for Christina.
One of the things that's been frustrating for Christina is that the expense for insurance has gone up quite a bit. I think like $3,000 or some crazy amount. So that comes right off the top of having any requesting new sculptures and that sort of thing. So that's kind of frustrating for her, and I think that's one of the reasons we're not seeing the park sculptures updated and things like that. Not that it's a total excuse, but I think that's been hard to do other additional funding. And they also, by the way, did get a grant from Microsoft. Do you remember that?
$5,000.
Anyway,
to develop the website.
Yeah. So I just want to bring up those two points, and I just want to let you know that.
Looking this over last night, because I went through them all, I'm kind of on the same page as Steve that I think upping their proposed grant by $10,000 is pretty. That's a jump. That's a big jump. And then going down the sheet, seeing that payrolls and salaries was $10,000. I just thought, no, it's just my nature. Something in me was like, I don't know about that. But I don't personally have any objection to doing the same amount that did last year. I kind of am on board with what goes on at the park stays at the park. I mean, it doesn't necessarily bring people downtown. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I would be opposed to approving 17.5.
We have this discussion every year, and we just keep funding this, and I feel like we're really starting to throw good money after bad. And I think we're at a good point now that it might be easier for us to transition out of that just because of the centennial coming up of the Peace Arch. I think hopefully we would be willing to really help fund some special events along those lines so Christina doesn't feel totally cut off. But to start having that redirection of thought along the sculpture line, I even have a problem with $7,500 or $7,000. We do this every year.
What would you feel more comfortable with?
And yet, you have to have something to be able to fund even a few. Mm-hmm. So, do you have a few?
Are you asking me?
Or none. Oh, I'm just throwing it out. Okay. I'm talking off the top of my head. I'm being a devil's advocate.
She'll throw a number. Bob's proposed 7.
I'd be concerned not funding anything. I mean, it is the Peace Arch, and I don't know. I think we have to. I want to fund something, and as I said, at least if we have a sculpture that's down below where the crosswalk is. I mean, that is spectacular, and I can't tell you because I cross that every day. There are people who mm-hmm. are always taking photos right there, even more so, as much so as at the Peace Arch. So anyway, I can't imagine not funding something, but. Definitely not what she's asking.
Well, I'm okay with funding it, and even the $7,500, as long as we can communicate that things may be changing in the future, and also looking at our new tourism plan. So mm-hmm. just prepare yourself
right.
for maybe some changes in the future.
If we go with the 7, we will be hearing. I feel comfortable that you're saying we think it's a great thing, but we also need to look at a different direction, basically, mm-hmm. as you said.
Yeah.
And we can say, plus we're trying to set money aside for the
centennial. So I know one of the current frustrations from the park is that those sculptures are not new. They're old. They're not in good condition, I think, and some of those other things. And I think, so what is that money being used for then? If she's not getting new art, I'm
salary.
Well, she could maybe take a year off and not draw a salary.
Okay, and again,
but I'm
just trying to present the other things that I remembered from the presentation when Ron Leach got up and said, "We want her to be paid." Because she does so much. And, I mean, I think, well, that's fine, but does that mean it all comes from BTAC?
Right.
So, you know, it's
you're right.
It's a frustration here. So, yeah, we're kind of...
We don't have a fundraiser like we used to years ago, whether it be for baseball or who knows what. Mm-hmm. When we built the doctor's office, we had fundraisers. We did a variety of things. So. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to just pencil in $7,000 for right now. I would gladly meet with her. Hands Across the Border last year was $5,000. It's a one-day, excuse me. Well, there's some overnight in the park, tenting and stuff. She's asking for $10,000. Did anybody see a definite reason in looking over the grant application why the $5,000 additional?
I was still mixed up what kind of paid lodging. Where are these people staying? I couldn't find that in her proposal.
And the costs were for the goodie bags, right?
Yes. So there a lot of money was it?
Yeah.
Did I say $2,000?
Oh, more than that.
Goodie bags.
But also, this is people are paying to register. It's like $15 per her kid. Mm-hmm. And that's why a lot of these troops don't go, because they can't even afford.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that. But I thought they were getting good numbers.
Yeah, they're getting decent numbers. I don't know. I feel like it's a whole other. It's something different than what.
Yeah.
And it goes back, in my mind, it's a scouting program that scouting does not fund. And it's a big program. And they're not asking the help of the people that are benefiting. And they're expecting us to pay it and not going after the professional. Mm-hmm. You're not seeing the professionals there. It's another one that I think $2,500 would be more appropriate than $10,000.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
Does anybody remember from last year's Hands Across the Border what the event coordinator, is that a volunteer position?
No, event coordinator, 8 months at $2,500, $20,000 is in the 2019 budget.
No, I think the event coordinator is Christina. It's part of her salary.
Okay, because it's in here for 10 months at $2,500 for $25,000.
$25,000?
That's what it says.
Oh. Mine says 8 months at $2,500.
Oh, but that was for last year? Yeah.
This is proposed.
Yep.
Okay.
2019.
I think she thought she needed a raise.
I don't know. I was looking at figures last night, and I.
So Bob has proposed $2,500, half of what we gave her last year. Any other comments? How about the south end of the county?
Yeah, you guys are talking.
I've been immersed in operations.
Sure, yeah.
Louise, I don't want comments when I don't.
I think $2,500 would be on the high. Yeah, oh, right. I mean, it's giving her a clear message, I think.
Yes. Okay.
I would feel more comfortable in looking at one of her expenditures, her proposed expenditures for the event. And zeroing in on, okay, the event rental tents are $2,500. We'll fund that. Event fencing is $4,000. I'm just throwing these out as examples. Uh-huh. But to tag something, whatever amount we decide to give her, to actually tag, well, we feel like that is a BTAC reason. Uh-huh. And that's, uh-huh, we will do that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Rather than just saying an amount, I'd like to be able to tie it in with, okay, this part of it does tie in with our philosophy.
Yeah, what you're saying is, okay, we've looked over the budget.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Looked over the budget, excuse me, the budget, and we're going to go ahead and grant you $2,500 to cover the tent rental.
Yeah, just as an example, and sure, it can be whatever amount we decide, but I think it makes the argument a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Easier good to, because we know that's
mm-hmm. Everybody comfortable with that?
I'm comfortable with that. I think
I am too.
The concept of Hands Across the Border, I don't know if you noticed on that, the newspaper thing that was being passed around, it did talk about that was Hands Across the Border. So that is a theme that is very much historical to the Peace Arch and to this community. Mm-hmm. So I do think the theme and the concept of Hands Across the Border, I think, is important to have it continue. I'm just not comfortable mm-hmm. with what she's suggesting.
Okay. So we're comfortable with $2,500?
I am.
Debbie?
It's up to you guys. I'm going to be really quiet.
Yep.
But
I'm comfortable with it.
Okay. You know that's probably going to not go over well.
Really?
let me just throw in, if I may. Under her event activities and Hands Across America display, she has a line item here of interpretive Peace Arch Hands Across the Border history display for $4,500. That, to me, okay, it's more than what we're talking about now, but that ties in more, I think, with
the continuation of that whole spirit of hands across the border.
But I have to question and think, okay, what is that for $4,500? And we look at the numbers that she gave us or whatever. I don't disagree. Mm-hmm. History, I'm all for history and plaques and whatever, but it's like, okay, is that something that's going to be there year-round? Or is this just something?
Well, she says it's reusable.
Could be. Well, I'm sticking with the $2,500 myself. Depends on you guys.
Okay, you guys, I'll put $2,500.
Yeah, and we'll come back through when... Okay, so Bellingham Watkins Tourism last year they asked for $5,000. And Debbie, is the request for $10,000, or is that
so,
part of that?
Yeah, I should explain that the grant award was for $5,000, but it was actually for $10,000 because it was split between the wayfinding signs and the regular operations of Bellingham Watkins Tourism, and so this year they are proposing a $5,000. Co-op towards a co-op ad, and then $5,000 towards their regular operation expenses. So that's the same amount as last year.
So then. Not connected to the wayfinding signage.
No, not this year, not next year.
And how does the inn feel about Watkins County Tourism?
We love Watkins.
That's what I wanted to hear.
I would like to make a comment about that. Looking through this last night, I was blown away. This was outstanding, and it goes nationally and internationally. And our picture of little Blaine in here on this one page, and it's like, oh, yeah, whatever it is they're asking for, I think.
Okay.
Even if it is doubling it, I still think it's worth it because that's getting us out there.
Yeah. Well, if wrong, you believe in it so much. The inn goes above and beyond, if I remember right.
We do. We have a marketing. We do marketing.
Yes, you do that. But also, I think you have contributed money to them, too, haven't you? Yes.
Yeah, you are members, right?
Yes.
That's what I think you mean by contributing, right?
We're members, yes.
Yeah. There. That's the contribution. And then as well as co-op advertising and partnership, yeah. Which is so valuable.
Yes, well.
You know, that is such a valuable...
I'm kind of looking at the full $10,000, but can we do all $10,000 toward the co-op? And we're sending a message with them to pay $5,000 for operations when we're telling others no. And if they could get the whole $10,000 for a co-op, situations instead of operations, I'd feel better on how it
percent. I have to tell you that Bellingham Watkins Tourism is so valuable in marketing of all of our events, right. all of the opportunities that we have with them, the resource they are. I feel that it's reasonable.
No, I'm saying the same $10,000, but not half of it to operations, have it all toward the advertising part.
That's not really fair to them because they have operation expenses, and so that's one of the reasons they raise their money. But they are a resource for me. Like, I can call Annette and ask questions. I can talk, you know. I just think that is very little for the resource that they are for us.
I think that...
And the blogs they provide,
yes.
It's endless. And that's over and above the co-op ad.
Well, the thing that was submitted was just a block $10,000. And once it gets there, how they distribute that and how they use that is pretty basically their...
No, I should. In the application, it's very specific that $5,000 for operations and $5,000... for co-op advertising. And
I think to what Bob's saying, whatever else, I think we should go the 10 knowing that 5 of that is going to go to help operations.
Mm-hmm.
I think, again, in our, I'll call it our rainy day fund, that's not what we call it, but that just came to my mind, whatever else. I wouldn't be against if there's some more cooperative above and beyond because we all agree that they're doing a great job. They focus on reaching out much farther than our local community.
Exactly. And they reach out where we need to be reaching out.
We need the name
and
Blaine.
They have the resources to do it.
Right. We need Blaine in other communities quite somewhere. So at this point, we all agree on the 10 at this point.
Can I just add a quick thing here? They are on the ball. I got a call the other day saying that there's a group that's coming to Semiano and they wanted 200 Blaine Birch Bay maps to make sure. I mean, so here they're asking, calling us for something that's at Semiano, and it's a tourism thing, and so we were able to get them the maps. So that's operations.
Right. So I also want to mention educational opportunities that we have through them. And they have one coming up on social media that I should have brought the information.
That was they just had that.
Oh, they have
last week. Or was it about last week?
Gosh, I totally missed it. Oh, that's terrible.
Okay, we got to keep going here. We're already at 9:25 plus. Drayton Harvick Music Festival, which is correct me if I'm wrong, this is the one-week event with the students. And they have the lunchtime activity in G Street Plaza plus the other thing, and we all agree it's a wonderful thing. Last year we granted them $10,000. This year they've came back with $18,000, which a big chunk of that is for salaries. I'm against the $18,000.
I am too, and for lack of time, I really think that this is going to be another one that warrants some discussion, and so I would propose that we jump over that one to the Plover and Wings Over Water and try to get through the other ones quickly.
Everybody in favor of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Plover last year asked for $30,000. They're presently now asking for $35,000. I know fuel costs and things have went up. I feel comfortable with that. The vessel is owned by the city of Blaine.
Mm-hmm.
It's best to have it out there. What we would love to see in the future is trying to figure out ways where we could have it running more often and take more advantage of it.
I agree.
At this point, I feel comfortable with it. You know, if you broke it down percentage-wise, I think it's a fair request on the increase. Anybody else?
I agree.
Okay. Wings Over Water, I think we should cut that down to 500. last year was 6,000. This year the request is 6,000. That's Debbie was saying earlier in the meeting, and we all agree. This is one of these activities that take place in the non-traditional time of tourism. I think it's a very fair request. Definitely helps put us on the map year-round.
Yeah.
I see more people with cameras, with lenses I've never seen even made that big. So 6,000, everybody comfortable with that?
Absolutely. Yes.
Steve?
Yes, Bob.
The last time we discussed it, we talked about another 3,000 for advertising outside our area. Mm-hmm. And I really think that should be added to it.
Draw
in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Debbie, do you think that you and the committee, whatever else, could they use that extra money?
No. Huh? Absolutely not. No. We divided it up between, we did 6,000 for the event, which that is all for pretty much advertising. And then we did an additional amount, which was we did 2,000 last year for promotion, which we just talked about doing a new brochure this year with that. But yes, advertising in some of these birdie magazines is expensive, but that's where you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, that money could be well utilized.
Would we be better off to just go ahead and approve this and then next year a few months from now when you would have the amounts of what the advertising would be for those national birding magazines come back and ask?
Well, and we could put it in birding, you know, if we allocated like we did this year for birding promotion for $3,000,
mm-hmm.
then we could use that as well. Then we would know, okay, we have this amount. If mm-hmm. there's an opportunity to advertise in a magazine, either Wings Over Water or birding in general.
Blaine, mm-hmm.
then we would have the opportunity to do it.
I'm fine with that.
Let's go with that.
I'm on board.
Okay. So 6,000 in at this point. Okay, Birch Bay Cooperative Promotions. Last year we did 25,000. There's nothing this year, so we have to discuss that. Rocktoberfest. And that's just a one-day event. This year we just approved 1,000 for him for the 2018 kickoff.
But isn't the next year it's for the mostly for the tent?
Yes. Yes.
So that made sense. Yeah.
Yep. I'm just going to say that. So, okay. Everybody comfortable with that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the thing about the tent was they were going to make that available to other events.
Yes.
Yes. Did you guys understand that as
yes.
well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think they'll be responsible for taking care of it. Da, da, da. Mm-hmm. And we encourage them to look at, you know, if you need to charge a little bit of a fee, the things wear out, whatever. But anyway, so we're all comfortable with that. Okay, downtown beautification, City of Blaine, new request for 8,200. Does everybody kind of remember what that was going to be used for?
Planters.
Yeah.
Cement planters.
Flower pots, yeah.
And I think it's very important. Here we are trying to bring people to Blaine, and we want it to look beautiful when they come.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I want to bring up, I did contact MRSC regarding the if that was an acceptable use of funds.
Mm-hmm.
Their response was no. However, I talked to Tapanash, who has been funding their flower pots, flowers, since 2002 with that money. And another way I thought we could look at that, which I believe is an acceptable way, is that we built that with tourists in mind, that particular plaza. And if we were doing some upgrades to it, it seems to me that that would be an acceptable expense, you know, mm-hmm. to add the flower pots. Because they're not, these are big flower pots. These are something that are substantial. Right? I mean,
let's go ahead and look at if we all agree. Let's grant this for the 8,200. But I think that to go along with what you're saying, whatever else, we need to that word now we're saying downtown beautification.
We could change
that,
it.
That needs to be changed.
Okay.
So we need to be look at, you know, as an example, something like downtown, you know, it's what's what my look for it is.
Maintenance?
As you said, it's a major purchase. Of some, just like buying a picnic bench or whatever else.
Yeah, I know Michael used the term facilities, but I just am not comfortable with that. I just feel like facility is pretty obvious to me. It's not a flower pot.
No. So but, we'll work, that can be worked out.
But there it's up to you better. Guys. If you're comfortable with that, we could use that term.
Work out or that or say something like that. Figure out.
Yeah.
You can check again. And
but I think it would be acceptable as long as it was for that plaza.
Right. Same as we'd be looking at if we were going to look at some funds for something like this. That is acceptable.
That's that would be a capital project owned by the city.
Right. And and $8,200 really is a capital project.
Mm-hmm. I thought it had to be $15,000.
I don't know. You check and see.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm really not on my numbers game today,
Michael,
so who knows?
You and somebody.
I'll have to let you know.
Yeah. You deal with the law. Okay, so 82, we're comfortable with that. Okay, Peace Arch International Concert Series, $1,000. I think that's well spent.
It's extremely reasonable.
Yeah. Event coordinator, website, and chamber master thing. We have two options on this. We can approve it. At this point, I'm not sure that it's going to, Debbie, when I make a mistake, I'm not sure we're going to spend it. Debbie has tried to coordinate, put together a meeting with the Chamber of Commerce and a group of us to sit down and talk about that along with other things. And I think that I agree that we need someone to do this. But we need some more. Before this money would be spent, we have some more work to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did send Ray an invitation to a meeting, and he was out of town this week, but he will. I asked for it to be as soon as we could meet because of the budget, for one thing. But and he's very open to that, and I'm sure you guys know too. Did he say anything to you guys about getting that note? Or that letter?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he called them.
Yeah, yeah. And we're hoping what we is asking for, as Debbie said, we want to sit down and say with Ray and some, you know, at least a few of the board members and the city staff and whatever, and sit down.
We have our meeting tomorrow morning.
The board meeting?
Is it tomorrow? Ray, no, Thursday morning.
Thursday morning,
yeah.
Okay.
8 o'clock at the senior center.
I'll try to make that.
Do you want to be
That'd be good.
Be there, Steve?
I'll do that one.
Okay, and then that could be brought up at that time if Ray is at that meeting, to determine a date.
Right. So let's leave this dollar amount in here when we're looking at our balancing our budget and see where we're at, if that's okay with the committee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And our deadline on this, so here we're at, We're in September. We have an opportunity to look this over again in October, right? Actually, really, even November, but.
Well, actually, we don't. We have October, but we have to provide I think the city is required to send out in November their budget.
Yeah, I think so. So we got one more meeting.
Budget draft, but then we will. So we have October 9th to finalize what we are going to spend, and we can meet one more time. Prior to that, I have to tell you that I will be actually gone for...
I will be too.
Not for that meeting. I will be at that meeting, but I will be gone from October 14th through November 14th. So I'm going to be away for a month. But so anything we do, we need to do before that. Okay. So if we want to meet one more time...
Yes.
Before...
Well, that's up to the committee. That's up to the committee. Let's take a minute. Yeah. So if we agree, we're going to leave this figure in. Okay. So that bounces it back up to the sculptures. I'd penciled in roughly 7,000.
That's what I did.
Is the committee in favor of that?
Yes.
Louise?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
And hands across the board of 2,500.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay. So with those changes, we'll need to run some numbers.
We still don't have
7,000 for the sculptures,
okay,
and 2,500 for the hands across the border.
Okay. Steve, we still haven't dealt with Drayton Harbor Music Festival.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I thought I was missing something. Aware of it. Please, comments from the committee.
I only want to say that's a very large chunk of change.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
Because I didn't participate in any of it last year, so I don't know.
Okay. Debbie's got to go. So, Debbie, do you have a comment?
I have one comment. I just remember him saying at the presentation, four rooms. Four rooms are what they documented for the number of heads and beds for that whole week. Four rooms.
Yep.
You know, the thing that I continually see about this event is that it's really educational priority rather than lodging or tourism related. I mean, it does benefit tourism, but a lot of this money is spent on bringing faculty here.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I agree, Debbie, but what concerns me, and we can look at a part of this, is so we're increasing the funds, but what we're almost constantly seeing is a decrease in the students.
Yeah.
You know, compared to when it was really going well, you know, and so if they were saying we need more money to recruit students versus giving increases in salaries, maybe I'd look at it, but still, it's a lot of money. I hate to see it go away. And correct me if I'm wrong. When we had to cut everything, Debbie, back in 2013, correct? 2012, 2013, right? And I don't remember what they got then, but it still went on.
Yeah,
they still did it.
We all had to bite the bullet.
Right, but they put together and somehow maybe raised money from donations or something.
I'd like to include, I have to voice my concern again about it not having Blaine in the name. So if you're going to market an event, where is Drayton Harbor?
Yeah.
No Blaine in the name.
I kind of like the 7,500 figure we talked about at the last meeting.
Well, they got 10,000 last year, right?
What's that?
It was 10,000 last year, and they're almost doubling Crest this year. Mm-hmm. Almost yes. Doubling it.
Getting pretty close, yeah.
So I want to clarify, especially for your benefit, is yes. That they ask for a larger amount every year.
Yep.
And Christina's another one. It's just like, you know.
Do you remember what we gave them in 2017, Debbie?
I can find that out. I don't have it in front of me.
No, okay. So you don't, but I just thought.
It's been pretty consistent, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, with the 10. Yeah.
I think on some of these, and I think maybe this is one of them, and you know, I'm just throwing this out and haven't completely thought it through, obviously. This is another one we need to get their attention. You know, Bob, when you made a comment example, like you said, 7,500.
Right.
You know, maybe we need to look at whether that's the number or what. Maybe we need to go less than what we gave them last year.
I don't know.
I don't
have any
objection. It's a tough thing, and I know some of the community,
right.
Which isn't exactly, that's part of what we look at. Like, let's say, example, the 4th of July. We draw some people or whatever else, but it's really two things. I think one, puts us on the map, but it's also really, I mean, it's our biggest community celebration for the community.
Yep.
You know, when you go downtown there, I see people that I probably haven't seen on the main street of Blaine all year except 4th of July.
Yeah,
and they live here.
It's a wonderful community event.
Yes.
Sure. And right. I look forward to it every year.
And this is part of this. When you go to their live performance at the pavilion or whatever else, we get a good crowd. You know, it's very nice, but it's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Back when they had 100 or 102 students, they got $10,000. And now that they're at 50 students, they're asking considerably more than that. And it's for salaries, and I don't see how we can justify doing that without, you know, getting their attention and having them do more fundraising.
Louise, I can see you doing lots of thinking there. What do
yeah,
you think?
It's got to be 7,500 or 10,000, either one.
Yeah. Why not 8?
Why not 8? 8?
Hey.
Sold.
8.
Little Miss Math Master.
Okay. We're going to grant them 8,000.
Okay. I'm on board with that.
Okay, so we've got 3 of us, 4 of us, I guess, in my board. Are we still a quorum, Debbie?
Yes.
Okay. So with the changes we've made, I would intercept if we need one. Do we want a motion on this, Debbie?
Have we added this up yet?
I'm sorry, what?
I haven't added it up. I don't have a calculator. I have a brand new iPad, and I can't find the calculator on it.
Well, and that's okay at this point. Let's just, if we want, let's make a motion to approve. We're going to have another meeting to final approve that.
Yeah,
correct?
We will, on October 9th, we'll do a final
approval on it. So maybe we don't need a motion then.
I think it's fair to bring these forward for the October 9th meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I won't say anything mm-hmm. more than that.
Okay, because then what we'll do with the new numbers, and we'll look over the budget again, we can discuss this G Street proposal, whether we want to look at setting aside some money to possibly be used for it. We can discuss that at the next meeting once we have the new numbers. Mm-hmm. And that could be something, Debbie, if you wish to speak to Michael about, that with, you know, we're thinking about doing that. What's his latest thing on that?
Okay.
I think we all think it would be a great asset. I think temporarily, Bob, we could go to Costco and pick up one of those gazebos they have. Yeah. That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
So rent's fine.
You don't have one.
Yeah.
The party planners in Bellingham have fabulous rental deals, I know.
Yeah.
Just did
okay.
One. With Plover, though, was that at 35 or were we?
35.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I added everything up. We have 102,200, not that doesn't include the chamber. So that's where we are right now on what we've agreed. That's what
so
I've got.
Include the 28.6?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
I'm sorry, what?
You should. Well, I'm just saying that that's what we have voted. We haven't voted on the, we haven't even really talked about right.
The
28th-6.
Right, on the chamber?
We don't, I suggest we don't talk about it until we find out what's going on with the city tourism and the chamber.
I agree.
Oh,
right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
so
a good idea.
This is, we're talking about the event coordinator website,
oh.
Chamber mass, all that.
Okay.
That,
so we're not going to deal with that right now.
Table that to the next meeting.
So 102,200. That's why, I mean, I have to double check.
The chamber.
Right.
So roughly 130 if we do fund that.
But it's really questionable, that whole amount, only because it maybe the city's going to be paying part of it, and maybe, you know.
Well, it's broken into three parts, too. It's the software, it's the salary, and it's the, so, yeah, this should be left. I told you I read through last night.
Okay. And we are at 9:45. How much more can we knock down?
So, let's see, I think that should be the agenda other than...
And I need to let you know that on October 9th, I will not be here. I'll be in Mesa, Arizona.
Ooh.
You know what?
Okay. October 9th?
Yes, that's the next week.
Are we needing to change that date?
I'm leaving October 4th.
Okay.
So you're not going to be here either?
So we have it sounds like we need to change our meeting date for one thing. You're leaving October 4th. I'm leaving October 14th.
I will be back on... The 11th, the evening of the 11th.
Okay. How long will you be gone? Oh, you're going to get back. Come right back.
6 days.
I'll be back from the 12th on. I'm free.
Okay. 12th on, you're free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll do a little doodle poll here. Who's available? Oh, my goodness. I need a whole table just for me. Okay. So, Sandy, you are not available on the night.
Correct.
And Steve, and you're gone from October 9th till when? You said October 9th till 12th.
Oh, no, I'm leaving this Thursday. I'm not coming back for 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. So you're gone for 3 weeks.
Yes, ma'am.
So you will not be able to meet until the 12th of October.
Exactly.
Give Steve your proxy.
Oh, I could do that, couldn't I?
Yeah.
Hadn't even thought about that.
Steve be your proxy?
Yeah, he could vote for me.
Oh, can you do that too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I have no objection to doing that. We're pretty much along the same lines.
Okay. Bob, how are you with your schedule?
I'm fine.
You're fine. You can be there pretty much anytime. You're not going to Arizona or anything.
I'm going to have
I'm not here the first week in October. I'm not here.
What about next week? Is that too quick?
Well,
I won't be here.
Hmm?
We were discussing me giving you my proxy vote.
I could do it next Tuesday, the 25th.
Okay. So one of the things we really should take care of before we meet again, if possible, is meeting with the chamber. That meeting with the chamber.
Right.
Yes, that's crucial. So could we not have more the two of you on Thursday morning?
I can't be here. I won't be.
That's really not the intent of the meeting, to be part of the board meeting. We need to do a real sit down, focus on projects that we're.
I just want to come. What I'll come to the Thursday meeting is, of course, encourage, make sure that the board was aware of the email that was sent out.
And we
need
to meet ASAP.
Right.
And, yeah.
You know, and when I talked to Ray, you know, we were thinking, well, you know, should this be a board thing? It's really who the chamber wants to, you know, bring to the table, really. It doesn't have to be the board. So, and of course, when we have representatives of BTAC, there's three of you that already represent BTAC on. So, yeah.
So I'm in October, I wouldn't be available till the 11th.
And that's
when you're going to be back?
Except for the 11th, I'm coming in the evening.
Oh, so that's not good.
But the 12th would be good.
Okay,
I won't be here.
And when you leave?
I will not be here on the 10th, 11th, 12th.
10th, 11th, or 12th.
What about the 13th?
No, that's Saturday.
Saturday, no way.
I wonder if we shouldn't, what if we did meet next Tuesday and gave this a good once-over?
What other information would we have that we don't have now by next Tuesday or one day?
That will be an unknown still, but we have all the other information for the budget. We have, you know, we met as a marketing task group, so we have that information.
Okay.
We have just about everything else.
I think next Tuesday, if we can end up it being more of a chamber city meeting, that'd be better.
Oh, the Tuesday to be the chamber city meeting?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Because that is such a big part, because we've hashed this all out. I think we're, we've done this twice now. I think we're done.
All right. Well,
it's the only question.
Not just that, but I mean, we have the rest of the budget to go through, but it's really kind of filling in the blanks, and it's not, there's nothing that, the only real controversy, or the real, if you want to call it, it's not a controversy, but the real decisions that we need to clarify are through the chamber. So let's try to plan that for next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be gone.
And I'll be gone.
Okay, but that's okay, because this will not be a decision-making meeting.
I can give for the other one if I'm not back in time. Oh, we still haven't decided that, though.
No.
Well, you know what we could do?
We may not
have
to. We
can coordinate that.
What we could change our October meeting to the 12th.
Yes.
Okay.
And then that would just be finalized at whoever's there, if we have enough of a quorum.
I won't be here then either.
But we already know.
I already agreed, right?
Okay, and then so
we're going to see. We're going to see if the city. Because I'll just call it the city and the chamber meet on the next Tuesday morning. Correct? Is that what you're
right.
saying?
Yes.
The 25th.
25th. Okay. Not
and
eight,
where
probably.
Should we meet? Because that's going to be a number. So we could use this.
What about the visitor center?
Here or
it's too small.
It's too small. I mean, really, that room holds about 8. And it's not that
many of us are there. I won't be here. I mean,
Next Tuesday?
Oh, Tuesday, as you just say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't we try the executive chambers? It's got a little more room, a little.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
And we're talking about the pavilion. We haven't really set aside, did we vote to put 5,000
But that's going to be a lot of the other stuff.
That's the other stuff.
Right.
Or the other stuff.
You know how we've talked about,
engineering.
Maybe we're not going to, what Debbie's talking about.
Yeah, that's not really a chamber discussion.
No. That's
one we need to determine.
We're going to talk to Michael, so she'll have that answer.
Okay.
But those are when we go and say, okay, do we want to put 25,000 more again into?
So if I'm not at that October 12th meeting, I definitely want to have my say, which is yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do it. Okay.
Because I think one of the goals that we were doing with that reserve was a rainy day fund and capital projects. And one of them, of course, would always been on the list of capital projects with restrooms. We have them now. So I think that if the committee feels strong enough, there is funds that we could allocate looking for something as the G Street thing.
We could put a little potty in there.
What's that? Well, there is a drain in that pit right there.
I could use that.
And so has anybody been to the new store? Have you been down?
I have. I've been in there.
Have you?
Which one?
Yes.
Both of them.
Are we going to have a
ribbon
cutting?
No. I'm not going to buy anything there, but it's worth going. Bob, thank you for
bringing that. That was talked about the last meeting, and
but
I was supposed to call Mike Hill, and that was on my list yesterday.
It's on my list. Before I go.
Yeah, I need to call. Before I'm
And it's worth true.
I need to call Mike Hill, and it was on my list.
It's another, as an example, what I liked.
Looks like it's
is it on Sunday? Edeline Dairy's closed.
Right.
Okay, I mean, and I understand that for their religious beliefs.
Yeah,
because
he was
with those two new
he was on my list yesterday, and
Starbucks,
I just got
when I this was about 5 o'clock, and I'm walking downtown, people moving between all those
things. Yeah,
that's
it's crazy
what I'm
down there.
I don't care if they buy it.
It's crazy down there. I'm a little worried about people speeding in there.
Yes.
Did we have an actual adjournment of the meeting?
Yep. I'm going to now. The meeting is adjourned at 9:00.